you, sweetheart. I didn't like it.
Thank God.
That's right.
I think we're finding a trend here.
But I'll let you drive.
Let you drive 6 hours
I drive to the vet. Bus.
Right.
Let you drive 6 hours to the vet.
What's the dog's name?
Bunny.
Almost dead.
Bunny?
Mm-hmm.
Bunny is still down there.
Get well, Bunny.
Hello. Oh, maybe Bunny can talk to Rudy.
Your dog, Rudy?
Yeah.
Oh, the one that's gone to the happy hunting ground.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
It's number two. It's the second time you've been able to do that.
Yeah.
You're making progress.
I miss that dog.
Of course.
I know.
I wouldn't have driven to North Carolina for him.
I don't think you would have.
Not on Mother's Day. Hello.
Hello, Mommy Dear.
Mother's Day is special.
Oh, yeah. Mommy Dear.
I really do sound bad, don't I?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, you do. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, Mommy Dear.
Beth,
yes, I'm here.
You have to respond.
Hi, Mommy Dear. Hey, there's a really good vet in California. It'll only take 3.5 days to get here. Bye.
You know, I'm going to let you off the hook a little bit because the whole idea of driving down with your daughter because you were concerned that that was the vet you wanted to, if something was wrong with your dog. I that to me is not as crazy as the ring thing.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you.
But that to me says you do love the dog more than your daughter.
No, it doesn't.
I'm kidding about that. I know you love them the same. Hello, Don and Mike show, which is still weird that you wouldn't say you love your daughter more than an animal. Hello.
Yes.
Hi there.
Just wanted to tell Beth Ann, it's not about you.
I didn't get that.
They're all piling on now.
Yeah, well, you know, I deserve it. He was telling the story. I heard it. And I went, oh, well.
But, I mean, if your daughter rode with you 6 hours to and from North Carolina, then you obviously have a good relationship with her.
I do. It's just different.
It sounds different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, when she was on this 12-hour ride with you, how many of the hours was she in the trunk?
Not one of them.
Hello. Dot and Mike.
Yeah, no boyfriend, no husband, right? Remember that?
Right.
Don't cruelty.
Don't be such an ass.
Why the chuckle?
Wow.
Why the chuckle, sir?
Because no girlfriend, no wife.
Yeah. And how are you doing, sir?
Oh, just great.
Are you married?
This is almost... It's better than my ex-wife's story.
Ex-wife.
Okay. All right.
A lot of bitterness in the world.
Sure.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don, Mike.
Yeah, hi.
How are you? I'm a Mexican veterinarian. I can get her a great deal on her dog and some serious minerals down here.
Go away. You're not welcome here.
In Mexico, you're giving us the blues.
Besides, I don't want you to treat that dog while she's got a good doctor in North Carolina.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey there, Beth Ann, hold on to that money when you return the ring for your daughter's therapy.
Coming from all sides.
It's good when the chicks call them because that's when they get the real cat claws out.
I know.
Okay.
Bye.
Me, I'll just go happy with it. Bye. La, la, la.
Train them well.
Yes.
What is the I hate to ask this, but I will because I know you're stressed out about it. What is the prognosis for your dog?
He had to put her sedator, and he took X-rays on Sunday. He came in on Sunday.
Yeah. How old is the dog?
Nine.
Nine.
Yeah.
What's the prognosis on your daughter?
She's gonna be fine. She is fine.
Okay. Well,
she's
gonna be fine.
She can take anyone.
She's gonna be fine. Hello, Don and Mike show. Indicating she's not fine now. Hello.
I just wanted to say, you know, Beth Ann, it's all about you.
I know.
That poor dog with dysplasia sitting in a car for 6 hours. That poor dog.
I stopped every hour so she could get out and walk. I knew that, sir.
That had to hurt.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Beth Ann, I was curious, when your daughter was in grade school, did any of her drawings make it on the front of the refrigerator? Or did you always stick them on the back?
The good ones were on the front, the bad ones were on the side.
And you told her which ones were bad.
I told her, I said, honey, you really need to work on your shading.
I don't like this one.
Yeah. Do you notice there's a 2-to-1 ratio of pictures on the side to the front?
I'd like to see this ratio better on the front.
You'll need it rare. That's how it has all its vitamins.
Beth Ann stumbled over.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, Don.
Yes.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you if that's what your mother did to you. Now everybody.
In its most simple form, he's turning it on you, Don.
Oh, you mean Francis? You mean that bitch?
Did you give your mother a ring sometime and she said, I don't like it?
No, I tell you what, though. I wish I would have given her a sock in the face.
Like Opie.
A sock in the face.
A sock in the eye.
And I mean a sock in the face. I mean a tube sock. Full of BBs. A sock in the face.
Hello, Joker.
Don't, and I love having the freedom to say that about my mother.
Mm-hmm.
She's such a bitch.
It's liberating to you.
I mean it. She really is. Screw her. Beth Ann is 1,000 times the mother that Francis is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean that, Beth Ann.
Thank you.
Your mother of the year. Your Marge Simpson. Your Donna Reed. Your Mrs. Huxtable. Mrs.
Yep.
Cosby. You're everything compared to my mom.
It's wonderful.
The gift. The gift that I gave her was living with her. That gift has been returned.
Yeah. We all have our issues.
She didn't like the gift.
It's quite an introspective first segment here.
Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don.
Yes, hi.
Hey, I'd like to be in line to be a BA's next ex-husband.
Well, that sounds like an offer, BA.
I was never married, so.
Oh, another strike against you. Ouch. Another strike.
Yeah, it's some guys might like that.
Yeah?
It's that modern thing.
Hello, Don and Mike show, but you know me, Mike. I'm old-fashioned.
Well, do you remember Joan Crawford and Steve Forrest? Faye Dunaway and Steve Forrest, that wasn't your typical relationship either.
Hello, Don and Mike.
You notice, really, I mean, there wasn't a man around for Christina and Christopher.
True.
Hey, Beth Ann.
Hello.
I feel your pain, baby. I've got a guppy I love better than my children.
Okay.
Its name is...
Okay.
Now,
we'll never know its name.
We'll take one more.
We find out the name of his guppy.
Everybody's piling on here.
That's okay.
Why would they do that, Beth Ann?
Because I deserve it?
No, because we kind of asked them to.
We egged them on.
Yeah.
But, and yes, all of the above.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I was kind of curious. Did the dog ride in the front seat?
That's a good question, Beth Ann.
She had more room in the back.
You are a funny lady.
Yeah.
Just
swear to God, you're
throw
a funny
the meat
lady.
In the water and the piranhas come up to the surface.
I keep telling you, you're great. That's why, you know why you're great? That's why you're great. Because you're not like the normal he said, she said. You know?
Does any part of you regret the 12 hours going down to that bed, or are you glad the dog's down there?
No, I'm glad the dog's down there, and I don't regret that I told Jennifer I didn't like the gift. I mean, that's
have you thought about getting a vet closer to home?
We did, in the car.
You should really think about it, because what's a six-hour trip to you is a 42-hour trip to the dog.
That's right.
I never thought about it that way, Rob. Yeah.
And see, you start thinking about the dog a little more, if that's possible.
I've got to start doing that.
Yeah, the dog aged two, three days in that trip.
You're the greatest.
Okay.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks, B.A.
Now, why do you look so distressed?
Well, she had 12 hours in the car with a bad hip dog. And I don't mean like the dog wasn't hip.
That cat couldn't swim.
Hey, baby. What a hip hound.
Shake it, daddy-o.
It's hip hound. Hello, Don and Mike.
D&M, what's up, guys?
Hey, hi.
Hey, look, I'm thinking conspiracy theory. The daughter got all ticked off that the Beth Ann didn't like the ring, so she got the dog sick. But then she felt bad, so she had to ride down.
Oh, well, that really is a conspiracy. Thank you, though.
Yeah, but the dog is kind of a hip thing. It's not like the dog puking all over the place where you would feed the dog poison.
It's a hip thing. Probably was a lifelong rivalry between the two of them, competing
like
for mom's love.
Right.
It's not like she cooked the dog and served the meal.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
I'll tell you, what's B.A.'s daughter's name?
Jennifer.
She can sure catch a frisbee. It's amazing to watch.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Way up in the air.
Hello.
Hey.
Imagine that.
Our own little side business called Pets to a Point.
Pets, okay. You know what, that's a good, funny call. Thank you, my friend.
Do you think Jennifer growls if you roll up the newspaper?
Here's what I'm wondering. You go over to Beth Ann's house. Like, is there a little doghouse in Jennifer's bedroom? And do you think that there's, like, a bowl with food and water?
You know why that makes me laugh?
Why?
Your assumption that Jennifer has a bedroom. There's a plastic house in the kitchen.
Hard enough time just getting to the pet door.
With a blanket and a pillow.
Yeah, and in the summer, she gets to go out in the backyard.
That's right.
And she gets that nice leash, that thing that lets a dog go to a certain point, and then when it tightens up, it goes on the dog's neck.
That time, Jennifer, I left the patio door open.
Lots of room to run and dig.
Meanwhile, the dog is down the hallway in his own room.
Typing.
Watching porn.
And drinking Merlot.
And playing poker with his other dog friends. Like that picture.
Just a slightly skewed household, but they make it work somehow.
They're happy.
Someday it'll be a sitcom.
Okay, we get on a break. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. That would be our official Mother's Day recap.
Yes, happy Mother's Day if we didn't hit you last week.
Right, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike are tripping. A vacay every day in the month of May. From Independence Air, only on the Don and Mike Show.
I don't ask much from you, girl. Why can't you give me the respect that I'm entitled to? Why can't you treat me? I would be treated by any stranger on the street. Because I am not one of your fans.
Yeah. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, Beth Ann.
How are you anyway? The Don and Mike Show.
You know, all that talk about Beth Ann, we never got to the guy that she made cry.
No. Boy, you have been talking about that for a long time.
I just think it's fascinating. She's obviously a woman of many very complicated moods,
yeah,
Beth Ann McBride. But the one thing that I think we can all agree is that she really has a heart of gold.
Mm-hmm.
She really does.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't do anything to piss anybody off.
Right.
Well, except for that thing with her daughter.
Returning the
she
gift.
Wouldn't do anything to piss anybody off if she could.
Right. She seems like a very sweet person on the surface.
Yeah.
However,
as far as we can tell.
As we've discovered with the Jennifer situation and
yes.
the dog. And
who knows?
And now about the man crying.
There's a dark side.
We'll get to that. Oh, trust me, we'll get to that.
Oh, you're doing it again.
I'll out him. Are you ready to have him outed right now?
I have been waiting for a week. I'm chomping
Everyone
at the
has.
Bit. Everybody's waiting
okay.
for this.
I need a tip.
Are we
going to
play any kind of guessing game?
Yeah, we can play a guessing game.
All right, because I really have no idea.
How about 20 questions?
Okay, now I'll give you the background. It will have to be 10 questions.
Okay.
10 questions, I'll give you the background on this. Beth Ann was working on a project. This person who works at the radio station apparently left her hanging. Didn't show up for a meeting.
Okay.
The next day, the person showed up. She said, "Don't talk to me. You broke your word to me. Shut up and let's..."